1212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Lucky enough to be joined by a special guest in studio this morning from Belinda's Brave Walk. Belinda Tay, how are you this morning?
I'm really well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
No worries at all. Now, Belinda, we spoke to you a couple of weeks ago. I think it was probably just as you were like, you had started your journey already. You're walking from Melbourne to Perth, which for those that are just joining, how many days have you been walking for now?
Somewhere between 60 and 70. I lose track of the days.
Of course, yeah.
it all blurs into one.
Yeah, it all blurs into one. I'm never in one place for more than 24 hours or so.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think we're on roughly day 63.
Crazy. Wow. And how many kilometres do you like roughly walk a day?
So I walk at a speed of 5Ks per hour. So if I walk for 8 hours a day, I can walk up to 40Ks an hour.
Crazy.
Sorry, 40Ks
a day. Yeah.
Sorry, I haven't had coffee this morning.
No, that's okay.
I walk up to 40Ks a day. But the whole point is that if I'm unable to finish that distance, I've got a support vehicle who's following me for the whole journey.
Awesome.
And so it can help me and assist me to finish my daily distance if I need help.
Yeah.
Trying to just spread this message that it's okay to ask for help.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, awesome. Now, the other message that you're spreading is around Australia's assisted dying laws. Can you walk us through that a little bit?
Sure thing. So it's really quite simple. 3 years ago, Mum was diagnosed with terminal breast cancer.
Yep.
She suffered a lot. She had a primary breast cancer and a secondary tumour growing in her spine, and it fractured her vertebrae in two places.
So oh my gosh.
Yeah, she was in a lot of pain, and that's just the beginning. But in any case, she had chemo, and after a few weeks, the doctor told her that she had a few weeks left to live.
Yeah.
And so she made two requests for medical assistance to die peacefully.
Yeah.
And both of those requests were refused, and she died in agony. So,
oh my goodness.
I'm sorry to dampen the morning down.
No, not at all. I mean, you know, this is the reason, you know, for anyone going, geez, she's walking all the way from Melbourne to Perth. Like, this is the reason. And a lot of people out there would be thinking the same thing. You know, that would be pushing you a lot of the way as well.
Absolutely. And look, the message that I'm trying to bring from Melbourne and Perth, the reason I'm walking from Melbourne and Perth is because in Victoria, Victorians now have the legal option to receive medical assistance to die if they've got a terminal illness and they fulfil all their criteria. And I just want the same compassionate options to be available over here at home. I'm a Perth girl, you know, I grew up in WA, and this is where my mum died. And it's so unfair that Mum missed out on a peaceful death by 3 years and 3,500 kilometres.
Yeah.
Now, what has been the vibe? Because I know like a lot of the polling shows it's like 60%+ of Aussies are in favour of this. But what is the vibe you've kind of got along your walk? Is it better than that or less than that? Are people agreeing?
So to give you an idea, everywhere I go, people run up to me in tears, telling me about mum, dad, sister, brother, grandfather, grandmother, who they've seen suffer. I don't have one single story to tell you about, oh, you know, this one guy came up to me or this one chick came up to me.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And to me, that just shows that there's this systemic problem going on, and it's causing this ripple effect in our community, and it's affecting everyone. And so, you know, if we're talking about, you know, how much support do you have? Like, you know, people are supporting me. They're going, go Belinda, go Belinda. But it's driven by the suffering that they've seen and the suffering that they've been through.
Now, when you wrap up at Parliament House in about a week's time, Mark McGowan, the Premier, will be there to see. What are you kind of hoping that the response will be from the finish of this? Where do we go next?
So when on the 6th of August, which is Tuesday week, I'm arriving at Parliament House. I'm inviting all members of the public who are supportive of this cause to meet me at King's Park at 11:30 next Tuesday. And then we're going to depart from King's Park and walk the last kilometre together from King's Park to Parliament House. I'm hoping for about 100 people. And I guess what I'm hoping for is people to come and get behind me and support me.
Yeah.
You know, this is a real opportunity for us to come together and show in numbers that, you know, the WA community really supports this.
Yes.
Hoping to get a few media cameras there as well. Hopefully there'll be lots of news coverage because that's what we need. We need to have this conversation.
Yes. Yeah.
We need this to be on the front page of the newspaper.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm hoping that what it'll do is it'll make people wake up who have been watching this from afar and say, you know what, it's time for me to take action on this as well.
Because I do find that it's one of those things where people won't actually think about it until they're actually dealing with it. They've got someone who is close to them, that their loved one, that's suffering. They go, oh gosh, I need to do something. Like, whereas if you do something now, you know, hopefully it'll help you in the long run.
Have politicians said anything to you yet about whether they'll take this on board, or what's the feeling you're getting from that?
about?
I have spoken to a few politicians along the way. Some have been for and some have been neutral and a couple have been against. And look, I've been really quite impressed that, you know, all politicians across the board, they've stated their position and their reasoning, but they've all been willing to listen.
Yeah.
I haven't had a single politician, you know, slam the door in my face.
Yeah.
Even people I've met on the street who have been neutral, who don't know where they stand on the issue, they've been sort of cautiously but willing to listen to, to what I have to say. So, you know, it is a little bit of a weird place to be right now where we are. Some people don't know what to say. Some people are a bit scared of saying the wrong thing. I think I want to send a message to encourage people, you know, don't be scared to ask the questions, educate yourself a little.
Yes.
Jump on Google, you know, there's some great articles out there. And I think that as long as we can all approach this as a community with an open mind, just hearing each other out, then I think that we can go somewhere from here.
Beautiful.
We love what you are doing, and best of luck for your last week.
Thank you.
Before we let you go, favourite place in WA that you've walked so far?
Kalgoorlie was really cool.
They walk past the super pit.
Yeah, super pit. Like, you know, people talk, the pit. It's not a pit. It's like a canyon.
Absolutely.
But that was really awesome. And there's actually, I met a girl there in Kalgoorlie, and she came and walked with me for a bit, and she's flying in from Kalgoorlie to Perth on the 6th of August that morning so that she can walk with me from Kings Park to Parliament House.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Awesome.
So I've got a soft spot in my heart for Kalgoorlie.
I'm looking
forward to seeing her and everyone else there.
Yeah, well, wishing you all the best, you know, from your journey and here on in to Perth, and let's hopefully get this law introduced.
Yeah, and if you want to keep up with Belinda, Belinda's bravewalk.org.au, or you find her on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Belinda, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.